So instead of a cup of sugar, I substituted a cup of arsenic. The cookies were pretty terrible, but they illustrate a very good point. When we ask why we have to follow rules, we're really asking if we can trust God. If God is a tyrant who uses rules to oppress us and ruin our lives, then yeah, why would we want to follow those rules? But is he giving us rules to prevent us from being happy? Or is he giving us the perfect recipe for happiness? When we understand that God wants us to have life and have it to the full, we can start living like he wants us to. And we won't need rules anymore. For more, go to youtube.com/youngcatholic.
Did you know that your body has a theology? St. John Paul II had a passion for youth and the struggles they encountered, especially when it came to human sexuality, marriage, and family. His theology of the body was written to help explain church teaching on human life and the meaning of love. Simply put, St. John Paul says God created us in his own image and likeness, calling us into existence out of love and into being for love. God loves us without reservation, and he calls on us to do likewise without reservation. Total personal self-gift. The most complete form of self-gift is the gift of love in marriage. John Paul's work was ahead of its time and is relevant today more than ever. Theology of the Body, His Great Gift to Us. I'm Clarissa Chichioko for Creative Catholic Works. For more TOB Minutes, you can find us at creativecatholicworks.org.
Here we are at 4:30 on a Friday, March 18th, day three of the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Spring Spirit Drive. I'm Elizabeth Ficicelli. Wow, this has been a whirlwind week. We still will be going on until 6 tonight and 10 to 12 tomorrow, but we don't want to pass up the opportunity to take right now to call 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com, and that's how you can become part of the fun and part of the giving. We've had so many generous gifts these last couple of days. This is what keeps us on the air. This is why we come to you twice a year in the spring, in the fall. And we get together with our wonderful priests. And this drive, we're getting together with a lot of our lay ministers. And we're just sharing the joy and the benefits of Catholic radio, so much to celebrate. And asking for not only your prayers, of course, we need that, but to grow this apostolate that God has so generously given us, we do need your cooperation. And so if you are blessed to be able to give a leadership gift this drive for $1,000 or more, we most welcome that. And ask you to call 614-459-4820. Consider becoming a sustaining member. I'd love to see some more of these now. $20 a month or more. And we're also seeing people increase their sustaining membership. Do that. That's a great way, too, to give. Some sustaining members are calling in, giving an additional one-time gift. And one-time gifts are also welcome in any amount. No gift is too small, of course. Business members, you can promote your business 100 times a year with a business membership. So call us 614-459-4820. We'll tell you how to go about doing that. And all callers and donors during the Spring Spirit Drive are going to be entered to win a chance at 4 VIP package and seats for the Rescue Project Live with Father John Ricardo. This is an experience, a very unique experience, coming to the Ohio Expo Center. That's right, in Columbus, Ohio, June 18th and 19th. And you and four of your friends can pop on over there this June. So you'll be entered to win that in a raffle for calling 614-459-4820. And all current, new, and those increasing their sustaining memberships are invited to stop by the station. We have a special thank you during this drive through April. It's a hardcover prayer book called The Bible Rosary, The Life of Jesus. And it's just our way of saying, really, thank you so much for all you do for St. Gabriel Radio, your enthusiasm, your listenership, and your support at 614-459-4820, stgabrielradio.com. So in my final half hour today, I'm so glad to be joined by another one of our powerhouse priests. He is Father Jonathan Wilson from St. Paul's in Westerville. Father Wilson, welcome.
Hi, I don't know about powerhouse priests, but I'm so happy to be here, Elizabeth. Thank you.
I had to call you a powerhouse priest, Father, because I called Father Dan Dury a powerhouse priest, and he is who you're trying to beat because he had 24 gifts this morning.
Yes.
So, and he beat Father David Sizemore, who's another powerhouse. So I'm going to let you duke it out to see who's the most powerhouse.
Thank you. I'll tell you what, I do hope to beat Father Dury. This is true. And I'm excited. I just learned that we have a matching gift opportunity for this half hour from an anonymous donor at St. Paul with a code word centered on Christ. Anybody who calls, and I'm excited about that.
It's a very exciting, like a blue light special here, I like to say yes. So we had a donation come in, as you say. So when you call in and you say centered on Christ, write those words down, centered on Christ, your pledge will be doubled automatically at 614-459-4820, stgabrielradio.com. So we certainly want to be seeing that. And so, gosh, Father, the phones have been ringing. We had Mary Beth Eberhard on right before you, and very passionate, great witness. I know you know her. So let's go ahead. The phone started to really light up towards the end of that half hour. So let's go to the gift-giving board here and give some thank yous, if that's okay with you, Father. And also, just so you know, for every five gifts, we're giving a gift card to a priest. And the name that was chosen for this five gifts is Father Dwayne McNew.
Wonderful.
So let's see. We have thank yous for coming in. We have Richard at St. Mark's, and he has become a sustaining member. So thank you so much, Richard, for your gift of sustaining membership. That is awesome. And Richard says he loves the various perspectives on the Catholic faith that he gets from Catholic Radio. It keeps him motivated to learn more. And he's giving in honor of, Father Pete Gideon. We love him from Marriage Encounter. So thank you so much, Richard. And then we have Pauline from St. Simon and St. Jude. And she's giving her gift in honor of Father McNew. So thank you, Pauline. And I'd like to say thank you to the Bee Lady, at St. Paul. Am I reading that right? The Bee Lady? Does that sound familiar to you, Father?
It probably should, but I just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Bee Lady. And Bee Lady is giving her gift. She says, I love the programming, and she wants to honor all the priests at St. Paul. That includes you, Father. And so with that gift, the Bee Lady has helped Father Dwayne McNew win his gift card to Tim Hortons. So he'll be enjoying coffee and donuts for those five givers. The next set of five gifts now will be towards Father Ryan Schmidt. He is at St. Anne Church and St. Mary's Church in Mattingly, Ohio. And he's a great priest too, Father Ryan Schmidt. So I knew him when he was at St. Matthew's. So let's see. We've got more gifts coming in, Father. So I'm just going to keep rolling on this. We have Peg from your parish, from St. Paul's. And Peg is giving her gift. She says she loves everything about Catholic Radio. It's the only station she has on. So that's a wonderful listener. Peg at St. Paul's, thank you so much. We have Mary Beth at St. John Newman. She's called in her gift today. She's already a sustaining member, but she's going to add another one-time gift on top of that. Very grateful for her family and her son, Gabriel. So, I think that's what that says. Yeah. So thank you so much, Mary Beth. Remember, during the Spirit Drive right now, there's a special going on when you call in, and because of a donor from St. Paul, that when you call in and you say centered on Christ, we're going to be doubling your donations. So make sure you say centered on Christ. We also want to say thank you to Amy and Shannon for their gift. They are sustaining members, and this is an additional gift. They say, Amy and Shannon say, we love so many of the programs. We listen all the time. We are thrilled to attend the Rescue Project this summer. Yeah, that's going to be awesome. So, wow, so many gifts. If we get two more, we'll earn Father Ryan Schmidt his gift card. And it is a double match your gift when you say centered on Christ. So be sure to pick up the phone, 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com. So, Father, you're up there at the largest, probably the largest church in the diocese, St. Paul's. What's going on at St. Paul's?
Well, it's such a blessing to be there, and what an incredible community. Very humbled to serve them, and our motto is inspired by St. Paul, centered on Christ, called to holiness, and so many beautiful ways that we try to grow in that and live that out every day. What's going on? And we are definitely in the heart of of Lent, and that's an exciting time of year. And then, of course, at the end of this month, we have our annual parish mission, which I'm really excited about, starting on Sunday, March the 27th at 7 p.m., three nights, the 27th, 28th, and 29th at 7 p.m. Father Peter John Cameron will be preaching a three-night mission. So always trying to do something to encourage the faith and to live the faith and to share the faith and to bring God's love to the world.
And it's such a blessing now to be able to be doing the live events again face to face. It's been a tough challenge. You know, you have both school and parish up there, and there were shutdowns and isolation. What opportunities have you seen come out of all of that challenge?
That's a great question. We developed live streaming, and that has been an unexpected blessing in so many ways. We had funerals where loved ones were in different countries and were able to connect, and they never would have been able to do that before. I think we have a new appreciation of being together in ways that we previously took for granted, a new appreciation of just the value of those get-togethers. And so I think that's a blessing. You know, we've all been challenged, but I think we've grown through that. And I think we have, in many respects, been strengthened because of it. So yeah, it's definitely been an ongoing challenge, but we know that all things work for the good for those who
absolutely
love Him.
Absolutely.
There's definitely blessings for which we give thanks.
Father Jonathan Wilson is joining us today on the Spring Spirit Drive. That number again is 614-459-4820. If the phones are busy, and this is a good problem to have, but evidently the phone lines are getting filled up here, so you're a good inspiration, Father. But you can jump over to the website at stgabrielradio.com. You can make your donation there as well, stgabrielradio.com. And remember, we're doing a very special dollar-for-dollar match right now, thanks to a donation that came in. So when you say centered on Christ, when you're calling and making your pledge, your gift will be doubled. So that is super awesome. And maybe people are responding to you, Father, in your friendly little competition you got going with Father Dan Dury. But we've got a bunch of more gifts. A bunch of more gifts. So let's go to the board and see these bunch of more gifts. I think we left off with, we had the big lady. Okay, so I think we're on Mary Beth at St. John Newman. And, we did say that. So thank you so much, Mary Beth. We have Chuck and Ardith, and they are at your parish. They're giving a gift, and they say to challenge other sustaining members to make an additional one-time gift. Get outside your comfort zone. Chuck and Ardith are saying, I love that challenge. And we have another gift from Keith and Debbie, who have become a sustaining member.
Wonderful.
And yes, and Keith and Debbie say they love our priests, and they are coming forth now as a sustaining member. And with that gift, Father Ryan Schmidt earns his gift card to Tim Hortons. We'll be sending that to him with love and appreciation. And the next, we are going to, you'll get a gift card for participating. I have all these things popping up on my screen now. They're making it up as they go is what they're doing back there. So Father, of course, is going to get his gift card, and he is throwing the gauntlet down there for Father Dury. And we also have the next priest, too, that will get a gift card will be Father Kevin Cavanaugh. So do please call 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com. We have a gift that just came in, Father, from Livia. So Livia is giving a one-time gift for Catholic Radio. Thank you, Livia. That's a cool name. And then we have Mike at St. Patrick's, and Mike has become a sustaining member.
Excellent.
I'm telling you, the gifts just keep giving. This is so awesome. I wanted to touch on something with you, Father, that I don't know everybody knows, but you come from kind of a special family because your parents, Chuck and Joanne Wilson, I think your dad was the founder of the Men's Conference, mom obviously involved in that as well for the women, but both very involved in the Sacred Heart Congress. Your sister, Emily Jaminet, of course, does the Mother's Moments here, St. Gabriel. What was it about this family you grew up in that has really rooted the faith so deeply in the kids?
Thank you. I am so absolutely blessed, and I don't know if there's a particular formula. I can say that my mom's parents, my maternal grandparents, Art and Fran Klett, were prayer warriors. They would pray the complete rosary every day, joyful, sorrowful, and glorious mysteries for their children and grandchildren. And I have to think that those prayers, those daily masses they attended, were very powerful. And I know my parents went through a deeper conversion in their own life through a series of powerful things like Marriage Encounter and Crucio that impacted their lives. And I think as their conversion deepened, that opened up the way for our family's deeper conversion. We started praying the family rosary sometime when I was in middle school on Sunday evenings, and that was quite the battle to begin with. But as we consistently made that part of our life, I know that was a big thing. So there's really no formula other than I'd say the power of prayer and just God's amazing grace.
Well, we are grateful for the Wilson family and for all the all they do for the diocese. You guys are such prayer warriors and great witnesses for the
Thank
faith.
You.
So bless your entire family. While you were talking, we had a gift come in from an anonymous giver, and this is exciting. They have become a leadership giver.
And, excellent.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There's the wahoo. I was waiting for the wahoo. And thank you so much, anonymous giver, with that tremendous gift of a leadership gift. They're giving in honor of you, Father Wilson. Mm. And anonymous remembered that when they called in to give that gift, they said the word centered on Christ. And that's a little special we're doing right now. When you say centered on Christ and call in, your gift just doubled. So that leadership gift just doubled.
Cha-ching.
So, cha-ching. There you go.
Thank you.
That is awesome. Here on the Spirit Tribe, 614-459-4820. If the number is busy, if you're getting a busy signal, jump on over to the website, stgabrielradio.com. I want to also say thank you to Anne up at St. Paul, one of your parishioners, and she has become a sustaining member.
Thank you, Anne.
She has also remembered to say centered on Christ. So Anne's gift has just doubled as well. She's giving in honor of you, Father Wilson. And she says she loves Father John Ricardo, Father Mike Schmitz, and Dr. Edward Sree, really great show hosts that you can hear on Catholic radio. We have John, the phones just keep coming in. These gifts are amazing. John from St. Joseph and St. Raphael has given a gift, and John says he loves Catholic Connection and The Miracle Hunter. I love The Miracle Hunter. I've got to host for The Miracle Hunter. It's a great show. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that EWTN's picking it up, and therefore we're getting to air that too on the weekends. And also he's giving in honor of Pope Francis. So while the volunteers are continuing to take the calls at 614-459-4820, Father, we'll jump over and give a listen to this audio clip. It is Father John Ricardo from Christ is the Answer, How to Celebrate the Feast of Our Salvation.
Sounds great.
Exodus 13, verses 8 through 10 and then 14. So it says, "You shall tell your son on that day, it is because of what the Lord did for me when I came out of Egypt. And it shall be to you a sign on your hand and as a memorial between your eyes, that the law of the Lord may be in your mouth. For with a strong hand the Lord has brought you out of Egypt. You shall therefore keep this statute as it is appointed time from year to year. And when in time to come your son asks, 'What does this mean?' So what does this mean? You shall say to him, 'By a strong hand the Lord brought us out of Egypt from the house of slavery.'"
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 20 and 21. Right. What's that say?
So it says, "When your son asks you in time to come, what is the meaning of the testimonies and the statutes and the rules that the Lord our God has commanded you? Then you shall say to your son, 'We were Pharaoh's slaves in Egypt, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand.'"
Yeah, amen.
Their
right.
rescue, they're telling the story of their
right.
rescue.
And it's a command from God to parents to do this. We could go on and on and on. Psalm 78, verses 5 and 6 might be a last passage we can just look at. Just says, He established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers to teach to their children, that the next generation might know them, the children yet unborn, and arise and tell them to their children, so that they should set their hope in God and not forget the works of God." All throughout the Old Testament, with regards to the event, which is the central event in the Old Testament, namely the deliverance of the people of Israel from slavery and from Pharaoh's oppressive hand, by God's mighty outstretched arm. There's this feast that is commanded to be celebrated. God gives the instructions for it, and then he tells parents, every year you keep helping them understand what I've done, where you've come from, and why you have reasons for hope. Because at the heart of this story is the simple truth that God acts. He saves, and he rescues his people. In that event, the Passover, and then the whole reality surrounding it is foreshadowing the fulfillment of the Passover and the event surrounding it, which is the death and resurrection of Jesus, which doesn't save us like from Hitler and Nazism, right? It doesn't save us from Pharaoh and Egypt. It celebrates the defeat of, Satan and death.
He's crushed death. Death has no more power. It's the complete reorientation, not only of our lives, but the entire universe. It's the story where love defeats hate and hope defeats fear and mercy defeats this power. And you often say this, Father John, you said love always wins.
Yeah, because God is love. That's what that means, right? And so here's the problem. I don't think we know how to do this. Like, we say all these words and it's like, this is huge, right? We're living in a world that is panicked and petrified by death, right? Here's the reality, people. You're going to die. Everybody's going to die. It doesn't scare me. This is the beauty of the Christian life. Death can't hold me. And it can't hold me not because, like, I'm really strong. It can't hold me because Jesus has died and has risen and has bound the strong man, and he's crushed the power of death, and it doesn't win. That's why Paul can mock it. Right? That's what he does. He mocks death. Death, where's your sting? Death, where's your victory? You lost. You lost, and you lost by being deceived. This is so clever by God, right? I mean, the fathers just preach on this all the time. The one who deceived us was deceived at the cross, because it's so unfathomable for Satan to think that God would humble himself to become a man. That's outrageous, all to rescue us. This has got to be about more than bunnies and Easter eggs and flowers. I mean, we got to find a way to celebrate this, right? Especially right now in the middle of a pandemic when so many people around us are just panicked. Brothers and sisters, this is supposed to be our opportunity to proclaim why we have hope. And it's not just some vague general idea. It's because something's happened. And what's happened is amazing. And it happened because God loves you, because you matter.
Wow, Father John Ricardo, just hitting it out of the ballpark with that. This is Elizabeth Ficicelli. We're at the Spring Spirit Drive. I'm joined this half hour by Father Jonathan Wilson from St. Paul's, one of our amazing priests in the diocese. Father, the gifts keep coming in. People are responding to our little challenge that when you call and say, centered on Christ, we are doubling your pledge. So pick up that phone, 614-459-4820. If the line is busy, go to the computer, stgabrielradio.com. That's how you can give today. We have earned now Father Kevin Kavanaugh his gift cards. So, boy, check that box too. All these priests are going home with these gift cards. And let's go back to the board and say a couple more thank yous. We have, this one, Suzanne from St. Paul, another one from your parish. She has increased her sustaining membership. And she says she loves all the programming on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. She appreciates how St. Gabriel Radio supports our Catholic community, and she's honoring all the religious sisters in the diocese that have so many, and the priests at St. Paul's. So, Suzanne, really great gift. Thank you so much for increasing your sustaining membership. And we have Londa from Granville, and she's giving a gift today in honor of Catholic Radio, and she was instrumental in the decoration, the whole revamping of the studio. It's gorgeous. You got to check out our studio. It's beautiful. And then I think you'll know these people, Father, someone named Joanne and Chuck.
Mom and Dad.
That's Mom and Dad, and they are proud of their son, and they are increasing their sustaining membership. So thank you, Joanne and Chuck. And they say, it's so sweet, they say to you, Father, your parents love you. Your parents are rooting for our parish to beat Father Dury.
Nice.
And they're challenging all families to support Father Wilson and say, centered on Christ, and you get to double your donation. How fun. The flurries of calls continue. Another call from your parish. We have Carter from St. Paul, and he is calling in with a gift. And he has also said centered on Christ. So he has doubled that gift today. And he mentions in particular, he loves Father Ricardo and Catholic Answers. So thank you, Carter. The gifts keep pouring in, Father. It's so hard to keep up with them. But you know, Father Ricardo in that clip, he's really, he's priming the pump for us because this is what he's going to be talking about with that Rescue Project Live, a really great story about God, the creation, the captured, the rescued, and you know, our response to all that.
I'm so excited about the coming Rescue Project and what a blessing Father Ricardo is and his ability to proclaim the good news that we so long for, right? As he mentioned, just our Lord's victory over death and what that means for us, because so many people live in fear, and the Lord wants to free us from that. And that is that's all so exciting.
It is tremendously exciting. Also exciting are these phones that just keep lighting up and the gifts. And there's a lot of gifts coming in from St. Paul's right now. So you have thrown the gauntlet and you are giving Father Dan Dury a run for your money. Let's see, need to call two lines. Okay, so you can call. There are two lines open, 614-459-4020. You can still donate on the radio and on the computer, rather, stgabrielradio.com. But let's, in the meantime, thank Bill and Jenny from St. Paul. They have given a gift. They say they are current sustaining members, but they are giving an additional gift to support the teaching on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Thank you, Billy, Bill and Jenny. And then also Joyce from St. Paul, and I have a feeling I know who Joyce is. And she is increasing her sustaining membership. Joyce, gosh, we love you.
Joyce is in the studio with me praying her rosary. She's the secret to our success.
I knew you had to have some kind of power there, Father, because this is crazy. Tell Joyce I love her. And she says she just loves everything on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. She listens to this station only. And boy, the power of her prayer are just opening the floodgates. It is so beautiful to see people rally around and get behind this great gift of Catholic radio. So, Father, it's your turn to just continue encouraging people to call right now, 614-459-4820.
Well, thank you. Yeah, just amazing the response we're seeing and this lay-initiated movement to bring Catholic radio to Columbus. And I remember back at the very beginning and seeing this grow, and it's nothing short of miraculous. And the ability to cover the vast majority of the state of Ohio with the good news of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is so encouraging. In a world where we're dominated by bad news, to hear the good news that, as Father John Ricardo proclaims so clearly, death, where is your victory? Death, where is your sting? That those words of St. Paul, that these words can go out and that we can be a part of that process is so encouraging. And so I encourage people to give. 614-459-4820. We still have some time for our matching gifts centered on Christ. And then, of course, to give online at stgabrielradio.com. And to share in this ministry is such a privilege, to know that you are helping to maintain this 24-hour proclamation of good news is really an honor.
And the 19th gift has just come in again from your parish. So you're really getting close to this goal. You're really getting close to beating your brother priest, Father Dury, Tony from St. Paul. And he has become a business member. So thank you so much. He's going to be promoting his business on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. So, Father, we're winding down now. The phone lines are still open. Remember to say centered for Christ. In the next 2 minutes, you get to double your donation at 614-459-4820. And, Father, could you leave us with your blessing, please?
Sure. And let us pray in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Lord God, we give you praise and thanks for your many blessings. We ask blessings upon this radio station and all of our listeners, all of our benefactors. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. One more blessing, Father. Ellen from St. Paul just called in. She has become a sustaining member.
Cha-ching.
And she says, I love Father Wilson and his leadership at the parish.
Oh,
so
thank you, Ellen.
I'll tell you what, four phone lines. Oh, man. There are people still trying to get in, so it's going to be close. I'll let the guys at the station figure out who won
the big duel. They'll make the call.
But thank you, and go in peace with our blessings, Father. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
All right. What a fun half hour. But it's not over yet, because even though I'm done with the Spirit Drive, your work is not, by calling 614-459-4020. And now we have a real hour of power coming up. We have the one and only, the two and only, I guess, Dr. Will Turek, Dr. Michael Parker. The doctors are in, so I'm going to turn it over to them. We're going to go to a quick break, and don't forget to give. Tell your friends, 614-459-4020, stgabrielradio.com. God bless you.
Do you have a minute for lasting happiness?